fuck up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday night to you. Hope your spring is off to a good start. Or maybe you're like us here in the wonderful Northeast, where all we do is live in perpetual cold. They tease us. We get a 60-degree day, and then it's back to potential snow, which is just bullshit. I don't know. It's all fucking bullshit. That's the mindset I'm in. Actually, I'm not in that mindset. I've had a really great day today. I shouldn't be upset about anything. And how could you be upset when you're doing a program tonight with the one and only Chef Jeffy? Jeffy, hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, man. Living the dream.
How's the night for you, man? I know you worked a little late this evening.
Oh, man. I love it. Things are great. I was sick last week. I'm on the mend. I feel fantastic. Things are good.
Well, that's good news, man. Happy to hear that. We got a great show tonight, man. I'm excited to talk to our new good brother. I talked to him for about 3 seconds before we started the show, Frank Bilotti. Chef seems like I can already tell he's going to be awesome. He's going to become a buddy, and he's going to be a regular on the program. He just sounds like he's awesome.
Yeah, Big Frank's my man. I love this guy.
So it'll be great to talk to him. And, of course, he's a Hell's Kitchen alumni. I have a great Hell's Kitchen story. We have a lot of Hell's Kitchen buddies who have been on that show, so happy to add Frank to that mix too, man. But more importantly, dude, boy, do we have some stuff coming up, but I got to talk a little bit about, you know where I got to go, man. We finished Dancing with the Stars Connecticut. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, my career as a dancer is finally come to an end, or has it? Will I do it again? Jeffy, you saw my routine, you saw the pure athleticism and the sheer agility of a 41-year-old, 280-pound man that is 6'3" could have on a dance floor. How'd I do?
It was like watching Fantasia live action. It was so beautiful.
I never would have thought you were going to say that. That makes me happy. No, listen, it was a great time, though, man. It really, truly was. I had a great time doing it. My partner was amazing. It's crazy, though. You know, as chefs, you know, we don't really live in a world where we constantly touch other people. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? This is something I was thinking about. Where you're just constantly, you know, like I don't work on the line with you, Jeffy, and like, you know, hold you by your waist and move you out the way, or lift you up over my head, or do you? Is that the kind of kitchens you've worked in?
Yeah, a lot of my kitchens were really handsy. We didn't have any women, so it was like a bunch of guys just kind of like sexually harassing each other.
Of course,
you know.
Well, my point is, I was making was that being in a dance situation, professional dance situation, it's very touchy-feely. Like, it has to be. That's the way it works. And
yeah, man. It's full contact sport.
It is, for sure. And oh, listen, yo, don't anybody fucking front. Keep it real. You best come correct. Dancing is a sport. Let me tell you right now, I worked my ass off. My knees are still feeling the pain, Jeffy.
Feeling the pain.
They hurt, bro.
Yeah, well, bro, you was doing all these lifts and jumps, and you know you were floating around, fluttering and stuff.
I do flutter.
Fantastic. The jazz hands were up. I mean, shit was really going on.
I tend to flutter everywhere. Hey, the best part about that show streamed live, and people got to watch it. And there was a packed house. My kids got to come, which was awesome. My wife was there. Really, really a great event. And
we watched it live via satellite. It was awesome. You sent me a link, and me and Amber watched you dance at the end. Like, it was pretty funny.
It was pretty cool, right? And they gave me some great comments. They said that if there was anyone they were going to pay money to watch anybody, it would be me because I was the most entertaining. I don't know what kind of better compliment I could get than that.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know what would have been a better compliment?
This is going to be good. Tell me, Jeff, what would have been a better compliment?
Winning.
Oh, yes. Well, the mayor's wife was in it, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, see, you didn't tell me that. We got robbed.
We did get robbed. Apparently, there was a little bit of controversy, I heard. Because we had a lot of people there.
Billy Blanks is on the take. Billy Blanks Jr. is on the take, is what I heard.
That might be it. Look, if he's working for the Kingpin, I'm done. Hey, by the way, last week's show, our Marvel show with our good buddy, I got to say Chef Joe, but he's not a chef. Joe Deckelmeyer from that,
Joe?
From that hashtag show. Boy, that show blew up. Holy shit. We were on the What's Hot on Apple iTunes again, like not just the food category, but what's hot in general, which was pretty cool, man. Yeah. Big shout out to Jeff. Shout out to Jeff always, but shout out to Joe for being a part of that. Dan for being a part of that. He did a great job. It was a really great show, except for the fact I had the mics off for the first minute. That wasn't cool. That's an asshole
Daddy?
Move.
What's going on?
You know, that's just what I do. I had the mics off. My fault. I apologize.
Hold on a second.
What are you doing, checking the microphones? I can't be on hold.
You had the mics off for how long? The last 5 minutes?
No, I'm talking about last week's show. The mics are on now.
Oh, no, you just cut out for a second, and I thought you did it again, and I was like, oh, man.
No. It was not, it really was awkward there for a moment. No, last week's show, I didn't click the mic on button like an asshole, and there's about 2 minutes of me talking to myself, which does sound kind of funny. If you're into that sort of thing.
I like it. It's like it sounds like you're crazy. Like you're like, uh-huh. That's a good one.
I'm like, yes, that's funny. Good brother this, good brother that. I don't fucking know. Hey, look.
Tell him what you think, Jeff. Long pause.
Jeff is he's my imaginary co-host friend, and I talk to him. Yeah, I can hear him. You fuckers can't hear him. Anyway, yeah, great times, man. Dancing with the Stars, Connecticut. Happy to be a part of it. Shout out to everybody for being in that. And, of course, raising a lot of money for performing arts for children for a summer program. So I was happy to be a part of it. Very, very fun. And, you know, it's always good to get outside of your comfort zone. That definitely took me outside of mine.
How much money did they raise? Do you know how much money they raised?
I don't. I overheard it was probably around $50,000. So I know that was the goal. And I think we surpassed the goal.
That's killer.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, man. It's pretty dope. I think next year if I do it, I'll be a little more involved in that end of it. But, you know, you catch me in a busy time. I can only do so much, you know?
That's what it is.
Hey, but we also got to talk about this coming up. We're 2 weeks away, Jeffy. 2 weeks away. Cuisines of the Sun happening at the Villa La Estancia in the Riviera Nayarit. That's down in Mexico.
Yes.
We're going to be there. Jeffy's coming with me. We are going to have a great time. Jeff, talk about some of the chefs that are going to be at that event, man. What a great...
We're going to have the one and only Penny DeVitti, who's going to be there. She's actually the event coordinator of the entire event. We're going to have the always popular Michelle Regustis.
How do we not
We're
going
to have the... We're going to have Jamika Pessoa.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't
TLC,
know.
She's been on Rachel Ray, The Today Show.
Now you mentioned her, yeah. A gentleman by the name of Katsuya Tanabe.
Yeah.
Tanabe.
He's from Top Chef Boston and Top Chef Mexico.
Killer. Yeah, he was on both Top Chefs?
Yeah, he was on twice, man.
Sick. Did he win?
I don't think he won, but he was definitely on there for a very, very long time. Very talented chef.
I mean, to be on twice, that's really cool.
That's right.
David Fuerte, CEO of Made for Chefs.
They make amazing products for chefs, cutting boards, all that stuff. We're going to be hanging out there for an entire week. I'm going down on the 22nd. I'll get there, and then I'm there till the 27th, man. We're doing a dinner. We did a whole beach thing. They got a whole culinary competition, sort of chop style in front of a crowd, which I'll be taking part in that, too, and... Jeff and I are going to be down there throwing down some great food, man. We're actually going to make a country-style ham in 3 days, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be really dope. And the pork belly pop is going to be out of this world.
Oh, yeah. I sent them that today, telling them we're going to do that pork belly. We're going to braise it off, I think kind of like a mojo braise, and then we're going to take that and do... I love how you were calling it a lacquer. Like, I wasn't sure if I liked that word, but I love that word. We're going to use a little prickly pear lacquer. Yeah. And then,
lacquer.
Dredging that pork pixie dust, put a little slaw with it. It's going to be amazing.
What about shellac? You like that word?
That word sounds like, I don't know, like a porn word or something. Am I wrong about it?
Shellac it.
Yeah,
Cuisines of the Sun. You might pass the shellac for the chicken.
That's the shellac. Cuisines of the Sun happening April 23rd to the 27th. Villa La Estancia at the Riviera Nayarit. We're going to be there, man. You got to come down. If you're looking to take a trip, this is the one to take. It is absolutely gorgeous down there. I watched a whole video on the resort, and dude, I don't know if we're going to make it home.
It's gorgeous. I'm closing on a house as soon as we get back.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Maybe your wife is. Maybe you and I are going to stay in Mexico, and we're going to open a hot dog stand on the beach.
Crazy things happen.
They love hot dogs, right?
I love hot dogs.
And, of course, the last thing I had to bring up, man, of course, tickets are on sale now for Food Fight 3. May the 4th be with you. Tag Team Turmoil. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tag team match at Food Fight 3. Chef Dan and Dave are tag teaming up against our guest tonight, Chef Frank Bellotti. He's going to be there. They're going to do a tag team matchup. I'll tell Frank more details about that tonight as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. 7
Maybe
p.m.
Frank will be able to announce his partner tonight.
Ooh, that would be awesome. That would be super cool. But 7 p.m., Ergo Chef Knives in Danbury. If you haven't been to a food fight yet, you're missing out, man. They're a lot of fun happening in the warehouse. It's very, like, it's just very, very cool, man. I hope you guys can make it out there. You'll see. We'll be talking more about that event as we get closer. So, dude, I think that's all the plugs I got right now. You got anything else you want to plug?
I just want to shout out my mom.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. Shout Daddy, out love you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, check it out. We're going to play a quick spot, man. And then when we get back, we're going to be hanging out with the one, the only, Chef Frank Bellotti. Stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live with Jeff and Plum. We'll be right back. Stay right there, folks. Hang tight.
Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula. But the wait is over! Powdered water is here! It's totally organic, gluten-free, it's cleaner than Lake Manitoba. Powdered water! We took powdered water to the streets of New York City.
To New York City.
And let some lucky people try powdered water.
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water.
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better.
Powdered water.
Powdered water's amazing. I can feel the difference now. Wow. Wait. Wow.
Is that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water.
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases,
it makes you awesome.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Yo, that's right. Coming back live right here on Plum Love Foods Live is my Instagram. And not my Instagram. Something's blowing up my phone. It's buzzing everywhere. Jeff, do you hear the dinging?
I do.
I don't know what's going on here. People are looking for the Instagram link because I haven't put the link up on Instagram because I've been running my mouth the whole time. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get that up right now. We got a great show, man. I tell you what, tonight's guest, can I talk about Hell's Kitchen for a second, Jeff? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
So it's one of those shows where you got to be careful because they can make you look really bad or make you look really good. And generally, I think they tend to want to make people look bad. You know, I don't know. It's entertainment, right? It's entertainment. And, you know, our friend Chef Jason Santos... you know, he looked great on the show, but I have another buddy of mine who was on there, Haas. He didn't get to look so great on the show. So I think it just depends. But one thing's for sure. Our guest tonight went on that show, played his cards the right way, you know, made a few mistakes, but I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. But what he did do is made sure when he came across, it definitely showed how much he respected the industry. Don't you think, Jeff? Like, he really showed that. That came through very hard on him. That's what I got.
Yeah. No, Frank's a stand-up guy. He definitely came across exactly the way he is in real life. There was no acting involved.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good news. I mean, because he looked great on the show, but, like, more important, I mean, honestly, to me, he came across, you know, as a guy who respects the industry, who has a lot of respect for the business, and respects the history of the business. So I can't wait to get him on and talk a little bit more about that. So let's make that happen right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of Staten Island itself. The gentleman is so cool. He's colder than the other side of the pillow. He's been in Staten Island making food since he was 14 years old. He's the man, the myth, the legend himself. The man with the best hair ever on Hell's Kitchen. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Frank Bellotti. Chef! So hopefully, you know, Frank can shed some light on how that works. Hopefully. That's what I'm looking for here. So it looks like we might get everything reconnected here. Let me jump in this. We can get back on the horn here.
We've known each other for a long time.
Gentlemen!
Oh, you're back.
Oh, look!
That was... I don't know what happened there. I think I had some internet issues, but they have since been fixed, and we're not having those issues anymore. Can you guys hear me?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Frank virus.
Yo, I was just talking so nice about you too, Frank. That's the thing. Like, I'm saying all these nice things. I mean,
you really were.
It just, it figures, right? That's what happens. That's what, dude, great to hear your voice, man. Looking forward to talking to you for quite a while now. You know, anybody who's friends with Jeff, I always, the first question is why?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did you miss Frank's theme music?
I missed
it. Could you hear it?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, Frank played his own theme music and then you cut out. I swear to God, he came on with his own theme song. He played Love and Marriage.
Wait, can we do that for him again? Can I do it for him, or do you want to do it? Let me see. What'd you do? Love and Marriage?
I did Love and Marriage, but you can throw anything in there. I haven't decided yet what I wanted.
Well, look,
no. We decide, Frank.
Look, here we go. Ready? I can't believe that happened. Of course.
It's not that easy.
Oh, Jesus. Now they're playing commercials on this shit. Hold on. It's funny because, of course, I was going to town just chatting and talking. Then I said Frank's name and nothing happened. And I was like, well, of course, Frank's an asshole. He must be the guy who didn't give us, who had an internet problem. Nope, it was me. It was me. So here, let's try it again. Ready? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of Staten Island, the beating heart itself of New York. The man's been cooking since he was 14 years old. Not only is he the heart, the backbone, the spine, he is also the liver, or what's left of it, of Staten Island. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Frank Bellotti. Chef, good evening. How was that?
What's up, gentlemen? Here we go.
Full circle.
There we go. Hey, man, I apologize for those little delays there, man, that issue. Sometimes shit happens.
Oh, sorry. Just don't let it happen again.
Nah, we're good. I promise you I won't. If it does, Chef, I'll cut off a pinky. I'll send it to you. Or maybe you can throw me
I'll send somebody down there for you.
Yeah, please. Man, what's going on, brother? How you been?
Very good. Mm. So far, so good. I can't complain. How about you guys?
I'm always good, man. And Jeffy, you know Jeff. He's always good. He's the happiest guy you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I got to tell you, you guys... I haven't listened to the show, but you guys got me home safely from Kentucky.
Listening to the podcast all over and over again.
Oof.
So the best part is you can listen to the show and you can see how professional I am as a broadcaster at first. But by the end of the show, I'm like, then the fucking guy was like, oh, it's real, man. And I was like, I'm taking my pants off. And they're like, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. From that moment on, I said, I need to be on this show. I've been writing you two assholes for weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, listen, man, I'm so happy to have you on. I was talking about you being on Hell's Kitchen, and I just recently turned down Hell's Kitchen, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing something different. I don't know. It didn't work out for me. I couldn't take the time, and you know, you have to go away for a long time. How long was your shooting when you did that? Was it 2 months?
I was away for a month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 2 months. Yeah, a month and a half, a little more.
Now, they didn't let you go home when you got eliminated. You had to stay the whole time, right?
Yeah, I did. Because they surprised me and told me that I was coming back for the
the finale, right?
Yeah, the finale, and then I got myself kicked off again. Which is great because a lot of people in Staten Island, they're like, we stopped watching it as soon as you got kicked off. So I said, all right, so you got a good chunk of it. And they're like, yeah, we don't know what happened. I was like, ah, good, don't worry about it. It sucked after that.
Well, at least on your season, though, man, I think you're probably one of the most memorable characters from the season because, you know, I think that season itself, 13, was really kind of, I mean, there wasn't a lot of, I don't know, I'm not going to be a dick, but there was a lot of duds. Like, there wasn't a lot of, like, big characters, you know?
No, I mean, for, like, TV purposes, yeah, but there was a lot of talent in the room.
Yeah. I'm talking
towards
TV
the
purposes.
End, too, you know.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you, though, and maybe I missed it somewhere along the line, you gave Chef Ramsay a note. What was that note?
Oh, wow. All right, so that note...
Because whatever you had in that note, I mean... When you did get eliminated, it wasn't like a shitty... He was very respectful to you. And I was like, okay, what's that about?
Hold on. Before this goes any further, isn't Chef Ramsay married? I really want to get him in trouble with Frank's notes.
Yeah. Frank, when he opened the note, was there a box that said check yes and one that said check no and one that said maybe?
Would you do zoom in?
The fucked up part was he checked maybe.
He did, and he gave me that face too. Like, it's a possibility.
He's like, yep.
But what did it say?
Chef, I really appreciated your notes. To let you know,
what was the note, man? What was that about?
Well, apparently, I fucked up on one of the things, so I messed up, and. He said something to me, he's like, listen, you obviously a lot better than this. Get your shit together. And I'd never really seen him talking to anybody else that much. Apparently he was talking to me a lot more than he spoke to everybody else.
Right.
Which was like, oh, that's real cool. I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing, but I took it as a good thing. So long story short, I kind of, like, you know, I said, I don't get that opportunity to have like a one-on-one with him. So let me just jot down what's going on in my jumble of a brain and give it to him, you know, because I'm not going to be able to tell him. So I kind of just, like, said, you know, thanks. I am, you know, I'm trying to bust my ass here. And then between the cameras and between you screaming, like, there's a lot of shit going on and I'm just trying to do my thing here. And I appreciate it. I said, you'll see the best out of me tomorrow. Then we go to Vegas. I don't know if you want me to go right into that, but...
Yeah, go ahead. You're doing great. Good.
So then we went into Vegas, which was a great time.
How drunk do they get you, Frank?
Say again?
How drunk do they get you on that show?
Oh, with Vegas aside, you're only allowed to, like, really have a minimal amount of drinks. I'm not going to say what number they have, but it's an even number, and it's not too high.
It's an even number, and it's not too high.
Hey, listen, I was on The Taste, the first season of The Taste, Frank, and they didn't let us have any alcohol. I had to go get it myself, and I rented a car and went and bought it. And needless to say, you've been on TV. They weren't really happy with me doing that.
Yeah. They're definitely not.
Then I ordered pizza to a Whole Foods parking lot because we were there for 12 hours. They weren't happy about that either.
Wow.
We're hungry.
I know, I hear that.
Sorry, man. But continue. You're in Vegas. You're having a great time.
Well, before even Vegas, with the drinking situation, it was like, yeah, you can only have this or this, and there was no hard liquor. And I kind of enjoyed maybe like a nice like gin cocktail or something at the end of my shift. So I was like, all right, there's only this amount, and they would have like bottles of wine, so I would pour a bottle of wine into a really big glass and be like, okay, this counts as one.
Right.
Oh, boy.
You know, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and you're going to give me a true pour on a wine glass, three fingers? What do you want to do?
Right, and then what are they going to do? Like, you're going to sit, you're doing that, and none of the producers are going to argue with you. You're like, this is one. They're all little fucking teeny tiny people, and the last thing they want is to have a confrontation with you.
Oh, definitely not. So, like, I mean, they got sick of it at some point. They were like, they would call up and they'd be like, Ramsey's on the phone. I would go pick it up and be the producer. He'd be like, I told you not to do that. I'd be like, come on. But you got eyes all over the place. They're like, a matter of fact, we do have eyes all over the place.
Matter of fact, we do. There's cameras everywhere. Oh, that's great.
So we get to Vegas, and then there wasn't so many cameras all over the place, so I got a little loose.
Nice. That's a good time, man. Well, I really think that one of the things that came across to me the most on that show when I was watching you on it, and then you really show, I don't know, man, I was saying it here in the intro, like, the respect you have for the industry, you know, is amazing, and you know, it really comes across really well on the show.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, I consider all of us, like, We all work very hard in our own ways, whichever way it may be. You know, some people are still on the line all the time. Some people are expediting, and some people are doing all the ordering, and some people are doing all of that. It's a tough thing that we do, and if you're not in it, you're not going to understand it. If you're in it and you don't show respect to it, then you're a jerk. Right?
I mean, look. I've been doing this shit for 25 years, man, and whenever I see anybody who has respect for the business like that, they're good with me in my book, man. I've told the story here on this program. I had to make it short. I had a PR person for a a guy who was on MasterChef Junior. The kid was 15 years old, and they kept referring to him as Chef in the email to me. And I said to him, listen, I'll have him on the show. I'm happy to have him on. I won't call him Chef because he's 15 years old. He's never worked in a restaurant and all of a sudden had his fucking dishwashers laid out in the back or leave because they found a place to get Coke. So they're leaving and there's a big-ass pile of dishes on a Friday night if you just work a 14-hour day. He's never lived through that, so fuck him.
I said the first question, you're 100% right.
Yeah, and I said the first question I'm going to ask Chef is I'm going to say, hey, Chef, what are the measurements for a brunoise? Can you define the word nappe for me? And she never responded.
The place in California.
Yeah. Needless to say, she didn't respond. And I said, look, I can't have somebody on this program. I've worked too hard in this business and earned my title to earn what I've done, as I'm sure you have, because you've been doing this since you were 14 years old, which is why I think you have such a respect for the business, man. I mean, you've been doing it your whole life. You watch your family in it. You watch your everybody bust their ass. It's got to impart that respect on you, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, as soon as I came out of culinary school, I came out like an asshole. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I went to school. Because I was in the business before I went to school.
Yeah.
But after I went to school, I was like, all right, I'm going to get a position in the highest, you know, the highest position I possibly get, which everybody wants to do.
But you get out of school, and then people think they get out of school and they're chef immediately.
That's the worst thing, because people tell, like, I see kids come out now and they're like 20 years old and they'll come talk to me. Yeah, I'm a chef too. It's like, oh, really?
Right.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even know you. I thought you were in high school still. But you tell me more about what you do.
You know, and that's the thing.
I'm not being
man.
Cocky about it.
Yeah.
I'm not being cocky. It's just they need to realize there's a lot more than just a. It's not a title. It's not like a doctor. You graduate to a doctor.
Look. Listen, I've done all these TV shows. I host a show. I do this podcast. We have a great listenership to this podcast. Fuck, even you listen to this shit driving. But man, all of this stuff is a sidebar. Like it's here because of 25 years experience. Like that's why it's here. Like that shit is like something I got because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You didn't go to culinary school and say, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna start a radio show." You know,
right? And yo, here we are getting close to fucking 200 episodes of this goddamn program. It's insane.
God bless, man. Yo. That's awesome.
God bless. Exactly.
Hey, Jeffy, tell me where they can find some more information about Frankie.
Well, if you want to talk to Frank, his phone number is. No, I'm just joking. You want to?
I just put my drink down. I was like, what did you say?
Yeah. If you want to check out Frank and his beautiful food, you want to check him on his Instagram at Chef Frank Bilotti. Pretty soon you'll be able to taste his food. You'll be able to hire him. He's going to be opening up an awesome catering company called Cloth and Caviar. If you're in the Staten Island or metropolitan area, you want to look him up. He's going to be banging. And he's going to be vending on the 13th and 14th of May? April?
No, this month.
Oh, of April. The 13th and 14th of April, he's going to be vending at the Hot Sauce Expo.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to find him there making
love
some delicious
Steve Seabury, one of the greatest dudes on the planet. Steve Seabury is amazing.
What are you going to be there, Frank? What are you vending at the Expo?
We're going to be doing me and Lieutenant John Shep. We're going to be doing grilled pizzas.
Yeah.
We're one of four vendors, and figured let me do something that everybody's gonna like, and that's grilled pizza.
Frank, yeah.
Were you there the other night, man? Were you there the other night for judging?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, fuck, man. I couldn't be there either. It's the first year. I've been doing it 4 years straight. I've done it, man. I couldn't go this year because I had to work. And
I was invited, so I didn't go.
Dude. Well, next year, we're gonna make a pact. You and I are gonna go, and we're gonna make sure Jeffy comes with us. We're gonna take Jeffy.
Yeah, we should take them.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a great atmosphere. You're hanging out with everybody.
Oh,
and,
it's so fun.
You get back to your drink too while you're doing it.
I do. It's a great time too. Like, it just, I mean, look, I mean, Timo, Chef Timo has been on the show. He's there. I mean, there's so.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yo, Tim is the man, bro.
Yeah.
It's such a great time,
like,
man.
It's such a kind soul, that guy.
Yes, yes, yes. I need to have him back on the show. I love him. I miss him. I haven't talked to him in too long.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him. He's a cool dude.
He's a good brother, man. But it's funny, we talk about it. We did an episode at the Hot Sauce Expo a couple years ago, man. And Frankie, maybe you could chime in too. Have you ever done the XXX category, right?
Yeah, I tapped out at that. I couldn't even do it anymore.
But you can't tap out. You gotta keep going. You gotta get rid of it.
I need my palate though.
What a night.
I almost died.
Look, literally, I equate it to, I don't do a lot of drugs anymore, but it's pretty damn close to doing peyote. Once you're about 5 hot sauces into it, you're like, holy fuck, where am I? What's happening?
You've never done peyote, feel right. Bro.
It's don't feel right.
No, everything, like, you can't feel your face, but you're still yelling things at people. You don't know why. I mean.
You have a sudden pool of saliva in your mouth that's uncontrollable.
Frankie, I fought a dragon outside. There was a fucking dragon. I saved everybody. You don't even know.
I saved the world.
You're a fucking dragon. Yeah, it's a great event, man. I'm glad you're going to be there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Flash.
Hopefully you guys come down.
Dude, I'm going to be out of town. We got this Mexico trip coming up. I'm going to be in Florida for part of this whole month. We're supposed to be shooting this new show, and like they're yelling at me because I can't be there. And it's all good stuff, hey. Man. And hey, you know what we should do, Jeffy? Our big event we're talking about doing here in the summer, we should get Frank to come.
Absolutely. Frank's absolutely. I already mentioned it to him, actually. It's funny you say that.
Yeah, we're going to do a trip. I already told him what I was. You need to be there.
I'm left. Tell me what's the deal is, and I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll get some stuff over to you as soon as we get some things locked down. I want to drink with you and hang.
I got couch space for you, bro. You can crash on my couch. It's all good.
Yeah. Awesome. Just like in Georgia.
Exactly.
Hey, I want to.
No, it's a little bigger of a couch.
Look, I want to ask you guys because the whole connection here is through Jeff. Jeff, how do you and Frank know each other?
Well, Frank worked for like a sister catering company to a catering company that I worked for, that they like kind of like did events together. He worked in Staten Island at a place called Framboise, and I worked for Art of Eating out in Long Island. So we did a lot of corporate events together, and we really got like to know each other. We did the Masters one year, and we had a good time. You know, we just kept. Fucking me, him, and this guy Dom, and my buddy Brian, we're just kind of like all just we just talked so much shit in like 6 days. And Jay was up in there too.
Yeah,
I mean
that's right.
Frank, honestly, man, is there a better? No,
you.
Like a,
you
oh, go ahead.
Jeff's
go ahead.
Gotta tell him about my.
Okay. And also, I'll never forget Frank because he's the only guy I've ever met in my life who broke his ankle on a carving station.
This is the first story you told me.
Dude, he no lie, I sent him out with like, I think it was roast beef or ham, I can't remember.
It was ham.
Yeah, ham. It's probably spiral ham. It's already pretty much cut. Frankie has to pull it off with a fork and put it on a fucking plate for these people. He's standing in a hole or something. I don't know what happens. Next thing he comes back, he literally comes back. He's hobbling, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? And he goes, Chef, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, what? And he's like, I don't know. Look at my ankle. I don't know. It's crazy. And I look at his ankle, and I shit you not, it's like the size of a grapefruit. It's enormous.
Hey, look,
and then,
look, but wait, Jeffy,
like a butterball turkey.
Let me ask you this, Jeffy. Did he then hand you a note with a couple of check boxes in there? Yes, no, and maybe?
Actually, Frank, I really appreciated your note.
hence why I'm on the radio today with you guys.
Yeah.
Jeff clicked yes, of course. Yes. He's like, yes.
wait, Plum, the best part is, like, later on in that day, or it might have been the next day, he goes like this, he goes, what the fuck happened to your ankle?
Oh.
My good ankle went.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I swear to God. And then at one point, he's so fucking laid up. We're just getting massages at this point because he's so hurt up. I walk by this motherfucker. We're all dying. He's sitting in a fucking lawn chair and he's got some chick elbow deep in his back. He's going, oh, yeah. He's like moaning and shit. I was like gonna piss on him. I was like, I mean, you gotta understand the conditions we were cooking in were not exactly glorious, you know. I mean,
oh no, definitely not.
It's like a old Barnum & Bailey circus where they kept gorillas and then they gave it to us and then we turned it into a cook tent. It was like,
what, oh yeah. Fuck.
So
listen, that one event, I was like, wow, this my life's gonna be absolutely crazy. This is what I'm thinking about while I'm getting massaged. Like, my life is so screwed up.
How many years ago was this?
I had to be like 20, I think 20 or 21. I don't think I was even 21 yet.
Wow. Yeah, no, yeah. You know better. Remember we tried to go to the strip club? We tried to take Frankie's nephew to the strip club, and it was closed on like Sundays.
Yes.
Or something. We were all like, let's go to the strip club. And like we all like took this like kid. We drove like three counties away and it was closed. We were like, no.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, honestly, Frank, is there better people in the world than chefs when you become friends? Like, seriously.
Nah. I mean, listen, I have my friends growing up, but I mean, and they're extremely close to me, but in the same sense, you have a different, you know, you have another family. So it's like you get to share stories that nobody else is ever going to relate to.
Hey, and like Jeff just said, you just say things like spiral ham and we just fucking start falling out laughing. Like,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody will ever understand it.
Right. It's its own thing. Right. It's crazy, man. So look, what's going on with you now, man? You got the catering company coming, right? Which I love the name.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, believe it or not, it's my friend, two of my closest friends, they have this clothing company, and it's Cloth and Caviar. And as soon as they launched it, I was like, this has to do something with food, man. 100%. Like, we got to do something. Like, and it shouldn't have anything to do with, I love the name, and I love your clothes, but I don't think that they're the same, you know? We have to do it. And time went on, and they're like, you know what, let's go with the catering company. I was like, that's a beautiful idea. Just do not get rid of that name. I want that name.
Yeah, it makes total sense, and it's a fucking great name, dude.
It's a great name. And that, I was like, we have to do that.
And so you're officially launching, like the official launch is yeah, when? Or you're planning
on? 2 weeks.
2 weeks, right?
Yeah, in about 2 weeks.
And so, nice. And so what are you looking for when you do that, man? People to contact you and just kind of work around the New York area? Are you trying to spread out, go to Boston and places like that too?
I'm going to do everything.
Nice.
So, I mean, I really, for the summer, I'm going to heavily promote in the Hamptons and Jersey Shore.
Yo, we got the Hamptons on lock, man. You stick with Jersey, all right?
All right, no problem. So everybody that's listening in, Cloth and Caviar hire.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
The Hampton area.
All you gotta do is just email Jeff at plumlovefoods.com Cloth and Caviar to come out there. It'd be a lot of fun. No, yeah, dude, it's awesome.
No problem. I just tack on my usual 10%, people. Don't worry, it's all good.
Yeah, I was just saying we'll take the work from him. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to do any work. I just want 10%.
Oh. Of everything. That's right.
You know, hey, I don't care what goes down. I want my cut.
That's all it is, man. He wants his shit. Look, there's plenty of work out there, man. That's one of the things I think people understand that are in our business, man, that do catering and private chef work. These places that are seasonal, you know, like the Hamptons, there is more work for all three of us. I mean, all three of us couldn't cover all the work. There's so much shit out there. Like, there's so much fucking work out there. Like, you gotta get a foot in there, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I say,
you know, Frank, we should talk off air too, because you have other stuff going on with the catering company, there's a few opportunities out east in the summer that you might be interested in, just like month long, 2 month long things that are going on.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I love all of it.
It's good stuff, man.
I love all of it. Everything. Bring it on. Let's do this.
Whatever you got, I could make it happen.
Hey, there's a lot of opportunity out there, which is great. Though my point is that when you're doing private chef work or you're doing catering work, like you're looking to do kind of a boutique style catering work, I think on your resume or on your company's resume, you have to have the Hamptons or you have to have like the Miami or the LA. You have to have something like that on there. You know, New York City. You have to, that has to be there to kind of almost legitimize you, man. Do you feel that too?
Oh, I 100% believe that. I mean, I've done it in the past, but I could just see, like, when people are shopping around, I mean, they're like, oh, wow, he does work in the Hamptons.
Right.
I've done it, but I've done it with and for other people, for myself, but I never had it established on the Cloth and Caviar.
Yeah. You know, we have a mutual friend, our good brother, Chef Kev D. Love that guy to death. He's a good buddy of yours, too, right, Frank? You know him.
Very good friend of mine. How do you know Chef Kev?
I know everybody, motherfucker. Don't you know that?
He was supposed to be my partner. Well, not supposed to be. I reached out to him and I thought that he was going to do it.
Yo, that would be dope. Kev is one of the nicest guys on the planet, man. We've done.
You better get a killer because that's a good team you're up against, homie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, Kev is I love Kev to death. I just talked to him a couple days ago, actually, man. We've done Mohegan Sun Food and Wine together. I've helped him get some events covered. I've helped him get some people for some events. Just really good guy. We hung out in the Hamptons last summer together. You know, just when you're in the industry, you eventually are going to meet people. And, you know, now I know you. And that's how that shit works. That's just the way that, you know, it's the way it goes.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Kev is a really, really, really one of my favorite people, man. I'm doing Burlington Wine and Food with him this year, which should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Kev, anytime I do anything with Kev, like, he's an unbelievable person and really a great chef.
Right, and the good thing about Kev, too, what I was going to point out, talking about doing the Miami and the Boston and doing the New York and that sort of stuff, Hamptons work, yo, you're not going to meet a bigger hustler than Kev D, man. Kevin DeShane is one of the biggest hustlers on the planet, in a good way, in our world. That dude is everywhere.
Absolutely. Dude.
I'm writing books, cooking parties, rocking demos.
No, he's out there. Nobody rocks a demo like we do.
No, we're the fucking demo king, son.
Nobody rocks a fucking demo. Frankie, you remember that. When it comes down to demos, no one rocks a demo like we do.
That's right.
Send me a demo.
Send me a demo.
You got to come. It's live action, son. That's live action.
We're breaking bricks.
Shit happens, bro. Yo, we break wooden spoons. We break geese. We tear phone books. We jump around. Shit gets real.
Well, when Jeff and I jump around, that's a lot of movement, so usually it's one at a time. Hey, man, so you did some time on Chopped as well, right? I've done that whole gimmick too, man. How'd you do on Chopped?
So Chopped, I absolutely love Chopped. It's a completely different thing from Hell's Kitchen, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved Hell's Kitchen too, but Chopped, I love that whole surprise, come up with something on the fly, because that technically there's so many times that us as chefs had to do that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I was explaining on the show, I had Beth Schiff, who, if you've been on Chopped, I'm sure you know who Beth Schiff is. She's like the head casting person. Like, she's the casting, she's the person who casts Chopped. Like, she's the one you go through. Whether you talk to her, whether you don't, she's the person who makes the call. And she's actually been on this program, and we talk all the time on this show now, how it's almost like an anomaly to be a person who's not been on Chopped these days. Because, I mean, fuck, man, they've got 7,000 episodes, and each episode has four chefs. I mean, it's a lot of people who have done it. It's almost weird to not do it.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. It really is.
The interesting part, when it comes to Food Network, if you don't do Chopped first, well, everything's changed now. But, like, it used to be, if you did, like, Cutthroat Kitchen, you couldn't do Chopped. You had to do Chopped first. There was an order of things. It was weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a strange thing, man. Beth was adamant about having people who weren't on TV before.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. It's weird.
Yes, okay, I got it.
But, you know, everything's changed over there now, and who knows what's going to happen to them. But, and how'd you do? I apologize, brother. I didn't see your episode. I don't know.
No, we can't. Man, listen, I don't expect many people to, you know, we're all busy somehow, some way. You catch it. But, what did I do? I got past the first round. The second round, I had I forgot the shanataki noodles. What's the what do you call it? The glass noodle, but it's not a glass noodle.
What the fucking, like, little rice noodle things? Like the,
yeah, it's a rice noodle. It looks like it's already
cooked. It's a glass noodle, but it's not a glass noodle.
I don't know. It's a rice noodle, but it's like it's very gelatinous looking.
Yo, you're
shirataki, I think. Was it shirataki noodle?
That's a
The ones in a bag. The ones that they stink?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's shirataki. That's absolutely shirataki. Yep.
Look at that. Look at, you're about to make fun of him, Jeff. You're about to run him down, and he's right.
Oh, he was.
He was.
I just can't help break his balls. It's just, like, you know.
Jeff was putting torpedoes in the tube, Frank. He was about to let him go, and also he's like, no, you're right. That's what they're called.
Yeah. Then he opened up that bag of shirataki and smelled it.
Yo, Frank. You sound more like John Travolta than anyone in my whole life. I just want you to know that. Like, when you talk, you're like my childhood wrapped up in a voice. Like, every one of my uncles talks like you. It's like every time I love it. You're like my guinea spirit animal.
I love that. Weirdest fucking compliment I ever got, but I love it.
It's a weird ass compliment, but it did sound. I mean, I feel like it's a good one. I feel like that was.
It was heartfelt.
Yeah.
I'm not a man of many words.
Hey, here's the thing. He's actually writing you a letter right now with some check boxes in it. He's gonna mail it to you. Hey, let me ask you this.
Literally, oh, yes. My tongue out of my mouth.
Oh right. Yes.
So Frank, man, we're stoked to have you, bro. Food Fight 3 is coming up, man. Food Fight is an amazing event we do for charities.
I can't wait for this.
Oh, brother, they're so fun. I'm going to tell you now, it's the most makeshift, broke-ass kitchen you're ever going to work in. That's the point. It's in a fucking warehouse. It's supposed to be like, yo, whatever works, works, that kind of thing, man. And we're stoked to have I'm so excited you're going to be there. You know, we'll make sure everybody's taken care of. You know, let us know if you want a hotel room, whatever you need. They'll take care of you. But it's a really, really fun event. I can't wait to have you there. You said you had Kev D come in possibly as a partner. If Kev can't make it, do you have a plan B?
Well, no, I just found out that Kev can, but then I might have Chef Barrett, you know.
I know Barrett.
Yep.
That's another Hell's Kitchen alumni right there. What season was
That's right. On season 11, I believe.
Super nice guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. That'd be amazing. It's going to be a really fun event, man. Just so you know, it's a tag team battle. Did they explain this to you or no? Because you might change your mind.
I found this out, yes. I found it after I read everything, I found it out.
Look, and I don't want to talk
read,
about
it. Hey. You had somebody read it for you. Don't fucking lie to me.
I'm not going to lie. I think Jeff, I went to Jeff. I said, Jeff, what do these words mean?
What do these words mean? Fucking Frank, man.
You assholes don't send me pitches.
This is my contract. Pictogram. What the fuck?
This fucking guy.
What the fuck?
I love him. All right, so look. So this is the way it's going to work, right? Let me stop the background music so there's no questions. Here we go. So it's a tag team. It's for a great charity, man. It's for underprivileged kids for a summer program. It's raising money. So it's a lot. It's all in good fun. We have a great time. We've done two in the past. Super successful. It's just, it really is. It's like total gangsta underground shit. It's dope. It's so fun.
Bring your ship. Got it.
Yeah. So basically your kitchen's going to consist of like an electric convection oven, two little like camping gas burners. You'll have an air fryer there as well, which is kind of a high end for us, and like a little blender thing and plenty of knives. So it's pretty fun. But you can make anything with that shit. We have a nice little pantry set up. You can make all kinds of shit, right?
I've cooked somebody dinner on the trunk of my car, so I'm with it. I
mean, you know what? You live in Staten Island, so I'm not sure what like dinner if that's code for some shit. But if it is, cool, man.
We'll get into that after the show's over.
Yeah. But look, so it's exciting because it's a tag team battle, man. It's the first time we've done one of these, and basically what we do is that every 10 minutes, and the crowd will count down, so they'll be all into it. By the way, this is all in front of a live crowd. You'll tag out, a high five tag out, and your teammate has to come in, but you guys can't talk.
You can't talk
more than like as you're tagging out and be like, oh chef, I got the chicken going right here. I got that's cooking pasta, and then they're gone. And then the last 10 minutes, you guys can work together to plate. It's three dishes with a secret ingredient. It's a cash prize. It's all for charity, man. It's a fucking blast. I'm telling you, it'll be one of the funnest things you ever do. It's so fucking fun.
Now, one second, Jeff.
Yo,
were these in those words?
Yes.
Were these in those
this
words?
This is exactly what I was trying to tell you about the words.
Oh,
I just want you to know I will spit drink on two computers. Right then.
I got ADD too.
Simultaneously,
so probably a tag team.
Yo, but it's fun. I mean, look, it's
you know,
it's a twist.
You know, tag team like what you Google all the time.
Yeah, you know, like like back again, wreck it, check it, let it begin, party on, party people. Let me make some noise.
Yeah.
DC's
what?
In the house, jump for joy. No.
What?
That's whoop. There it is. By the way, but it's a different take on it, man. It should be a lot of fun.
That sounds really cool.
Like I said, man, I'll be fucking feeding you like alcohol the whole time and just yelling at you like in a fun way and making you talk shit to people. And it's all really, it's just everything to make these people laugh and spend money. And you know, we're putting kids who can't afford to go to summer camps who might
end up, you know, basically being left at home alone because their parents have to work and they're, you know, too young to be home alone, but they have a babysitter. It's bad scenarios that we're going to help avoid happen for kids, man.
Then I love this even more.
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to kick ass, have a great time. We're going to keep kids from, you know, seeing bad parts of the world before they have to, I guess. You know,
So I think what Frank just said is he wants to take on both Seths single-handedly. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
No, that would
love
be an advantage.
To do that. Can I do that?
No, that's an advantage. No.
Wait, well, that's an advantage.
Yes, that's totally an
Listen
advantage.
Listen to me. I'll tell the nice me to play nice with the mean me.
Is there two Franks?
Personalities.
Right.
What's the nice Frank's name?
Francis.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm super stoked and just so happy you're going to be there. It's humbling to have you come and be there, and I can't wait to give you a big hug and shake your hand. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, I think it's the start of a great friendship, man. I'm so stoked that you're on the show tonight and a part of this event, and there's a lot of opportunities coming up, and you know, I'm a firm believer in everybody wants a piece of the pie, so let's just all work together and make a big one, then we can all get some.
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely stoked. I can't wait to write you a letter.
We gotta get a letter out to him right away.
Holy
right away.
Shit. Jeff, give his plugs out for him, man. I can't even...
Hooked on phonics, worked for Frank.
Yeah.
At Frank Chef Bilotti on Instagram. If you want to check him on Tinder, he's Cheech Malone.
Cheech Malone.
If you
is on fire tonight.
If you know, you want to check him on Pornhub, he's Rear Admiral.
Rear Admiral.
Come salute me.
He's a half mast.
Yeah. His catering company is Cloth and Caviar, or the After Dark version, Jock Straps and Back Straps.
This is the worst plug ever. Like, you're not even getting the joke out. Like, it's just stumbling everywhere.
You should have written it down, Jeff.
Damn it. Guys, I tried.
It doesn't mean I don't know.
It was good.
It's okay. I feel a little better than the last time.
Well, good. That's good news. I'm glad to hear that. Well, listen, Frank, you are the man. I'm excited that you're on the show. Excited to have a chance to talk to you. Wait. Who saw this coming? Jeff, can you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Dave is in the building. Dave, what's up, buddy?
I thought I smelled something.
Yo, yo, what's going on?
Welcome to the program, Dave. We still got Frank on the phone here. We weren't quite done talking to Frankie yet, but, I mean, you guys are competing against each other in Food Fight on May the 4th. It might, you know, maybe you could, you know, say hello to each other and be friendly here, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? It's weird, though, because, like, I kind of want to hate him because he's my competition, but he's making it really hard, so it's like...
He's really likable, right?
Yeah, he's really likable. Quit doing that.
Nah, all right. Dave, I don't
Let's
like
cut him. A promo here. Let's cut some promos, man. Throw the gloves down, you two pussies. Let's hear it.
Jesus, Jeff.
What's going on, Chef Dave? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
It's going to be a great
that's
night.
That's the best you're going to be till next week.
Oh, no.
What's
Next
that?
Month, what is it?
You said pretty good, Dave, and he said, I stepped all over Frank like an asshole. He was like, that's the best you're going to be until next week. Damn.
Nah, Dave, I'm only kidding.
Dave just shut his mouth. He's not even talking back now. Dave, what the fuck?
Like, I don't even have to say anything. We'll here. See. No, it's all right. I don't have to say shit. We're going to see what's going on next month.
You
all
can't
right.
come on
it.
Fucking
Dude.
WrestleMania.
Dave, tell him your one good eye is staring him down hard.
I can see. I can see for miles with that one good eye. I'm eagle eyeing you right now. I'm watching you in your living room, all right? Oh, I got it on tap.
Frank, I can't wait to meet
he
Dave.
He really is, though.
You're going to find out how funny that is when you meet Dave, because Dave really does have one good eye.
Yeah.
The weird part is I'm really in my living room.
I know.
What?
They say keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, right?
Yeah, well, keep a close eye on them.
Just one, though.
This is the worst promo since like Hogan and Andre. This is really bad.
Oh, we're cutting promos?
Well, yes, that was the plan.
Yeah,
but
that's why it came at you like that.
Right. And Frank started the whole thing to get a promo, and you said, nah, I ain't got to say nothing. That's not fucking what you do in a promo, Dave.
I'm the Macho Man, real quick.
Yes.
Nothing means nothing.
Oh, the cream to the top. That's why. Remember he pulled out that fucking little creamer?
That's the one.
Yo, he threw that creamer at Mean Gene, and we were all like, holy shit, Macho Man is the man.
Dude, Macho Absolutely. Man
is fine. Where'd he have that creamer at?
Cream out of everywhere.
Yo, he pulled it out of his trunks. Like, what the fuck? He was holding creamer in his balls. That's crazy. Who holds creamer in your balls? Dave, you got creamer on your balls?
Yeah, like at least a third of the day.
You're not prepared. You're not prepared. Mise en place, motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
Mise en place? All right.
I use powder, so there's no cream on my balls.
Powder. Nice. Starch.
Hey, Chef Dave, have you done this before?
What's that?
What do you call it? The food fight.
Nope. First time.
All right.
Yeah.
Dave's first time, too. Dave's a great cook, man. All bullshit aside, Dave's really good. And saying great cook to me is not an insult. That's a compliment because we are fucking cooks. That's what we do. But Dave's solid as a rock when it comes to it in the kitchen, man. And he does a great job. And Dan is solid too. They're a very, very, very solid team. So
no, I'm definitely looking forward to meeting these guys.
I mean, I'm a little worried, Frank. You don't have a partner right now. What are we gonna do about that?
I'll make it happen. Don't worry about it.
If you show up with your grandmama, I'm leaving. That's all I'm saying.
She's dead.
Dude, she's a badass.
Even worse. I don't want to show up with her.
If I do that, I'm worrying too.
Jesus Christ. Dave, are you with me?
I'm here.
All right. So how do you feel about this? I mean, I really need you to tone it down for me, Dave, okay? Like, you're really overpowering here. You're overmodulating the microphone when you talk. Just tone it down for me, okay? That's called sarcasm, Dave. It means you've got nothing right now. It's killing me. All you did was text me all day. I'm going to be on so much caffeine. I can't wait to cut a promo.
I'm crashing. You waited too long. I'm crashing.
I like how he turned it. Frank, he makes it my fault. Isn't that bullshit? It's not my fault.
I had like 6 espressos and a cold brew, and now it's going away.
For fuck's sake. Do me a favor. Bro. Jeffy, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you please show Dave how to cut a promo about doing
Absolutely. Just give I'm going to be Dave.
Do you want some background music too, or you just want to go?
Are you ready? You want? Hey, listen. Listen. You guinea fuck. You're going to come up here to Connecticut. You're going to come up here to my fucking city, my fucking town. You think you're going to try to represent up here? That's my one good eye sees you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
My one good eye.
Fuck yeah.
Come up here with your shit show. You think it's going to happen? It's not going to happen here.
Listen, pal. Relax. I'm coming with a shovel. You're going to bring your own.
Shovel?
Wait, yeah, I think Frank is confused. He thinks we're doing masonry work.
Oh. We would not.
Words, Frank. It's in the words.
Listen, it was on the right track there. It was on the right track for sure. Well, listen, it's going to be an amazing event. I can't wait to have all of you guys there. It's going to be so much fun. Jeffy is unfortunately going to miss the event. He has to work that night.
Who's going
to
cut my promos?
Somebody should, for fuck's sake. I hope somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was
Vikings, I would wear a mullet wig. I would get a microphone and get a pink blazer, and I would do my best Jimmy Hart.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You know, I want to come in like a Macho Man. That's what I'm doing.
You want to come in like Macho Man? I like it with the fucking. We're gonna get you Miss Elizabeth. It's gonna be amazing. But if there was only someone
belt, do you give out a belt for this? Where's the belt?
There should be tag team titles given out. Yes, there should be for sure. If there was only someone who could cut a promo for Dave, if there only was. Oh wait, maybe there is. Chef Dan, good evening, brother. How are you?
Whoa! Hello, everyone. I'm here to present with you the winner. I'm telling you right now, I guarantee I'm coming to this match to win. I'm not coming here to play games.
Woo!
I'm not coming here for any foolish activity. I'm coming to win. I'm coming here full, ready to go, nonstop, swinging full speed. I might be rocking a commando. I don't know, but I'm going to come in swinging. Ball swinging, hand swinging, knife swinging, doing my thing. We coming to win. Dave, you better be ready with me so we can do this, all right?
I ain't scared. Let's do it. Wait. See, he's got energy for both of us. I don't have to do shit.
Jeff, I'm trying to figure out, Jeff, when did Dan become, like, Hispanic? Like, how did that happen?
That was Muhammad Ali, man. I'll do Muhammad Ali, bro. Come on.
That was close. I mean, well, maybe
Muhammad Ali.
Dude. All right. He's not white.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali or Hispanics. I think maybe that's, he's along that same vein.
What?
I don't even know. Look,
that was a great Muhammad Ali impression.
It was fantastic. That was my second guess.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a butterfly.
Was...
Float like a
butterfly. What?
Frank.
Well, hold on. Maybe I wasn't listening.
Frank, this is Shanahan.
Y'all got me on here promoting shit, and you just gonna clown me for it. Y'all just couldn't pump me up, right? I see how it is.
You did a great job, man. Yeah, fuck that.
Because I'm a piece of garbage. I'm sorry. But I can't help myself.
What did you think was going to happen? You call up, you got a promo. Of course, I'm going to fucking critique it. I just cut promos for a month and a half about dancing on Instagram. Like, are you fucking kidding
me? Oh, where can I see that?
Oh, sorry. I should have said I was going to pop a beret.
Look, hey, Frankie, go on my Instagram story, man. On Instagram, on the highlights, I put the dancing things up there. You can see all that shit there if you want to see me move like a, well, move. You want to see me move like a bookcase? It's amazing. You can watch it there, and I cut promo too.
Dude,
I'm gonna check it out.
At one point, it does look like you're going in slow mo. I was like,
you know, sometimes when the flash is going like full speed, like it looks almost like he's moving in slow mo. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gonna be great. Anyway, Frank, this is Chef Dan Monroe, really good brother of ours. He's gonna be there. He's executive chef of the pantry. He was actually both these gentlemen helped out with our new program we just did with Random Acts of Food. And Dan's a great guy. I can't wait. You guys are gonna meet. You're gonna hit it off immediately. You'll see. Dan is not a Hispanic gentleman or Muhammad Ali. That was my second guess. But should be a lot of fun. I'm excited for everybody to meet. Excited to hang out. Dan, thank you for chiming in. I appreciate that.
No, nice meeting you, dude.
Hey, nice to meet you. Nice. We talked on Instagram. It was good to meet you. I can't wait for this event. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun with you, man. Dan and I have done some events together. Never this type of event, but some events together, man. We always have a great time. Right, brother?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's always a good time, you know. Get crazy, cooking, doing some old kind of wild shit, whatever.
And I tend to just run my mouth a lot, Frank, so.
Yeah, it throws down, though. You got to be careful.
I've heard.
That's it. Gentlemen, just so you're aware, too, Frank himself is legit, man. Frank did pretty well in Hell's Kitchen, did pretty well on Chopped. He's got a great catering company coming up. He's got some skills himself. Not only that, he's the heart and soul.
He's got huge hands, too.
Giant hands, and he's the heart and soul of Staten Island, New York. Just FYI, putting that out there, too. So watch out. He might make you a manicotti.
That might happen.
Wait, I'm sorry. Let me say it. Oh,
because they call it a man of God.
A man of God. That's where I was going.
The man of God.
The man of God.
The little guy like, oh, hey!
That's right. Well, listen, I want to finish up with Frank, gentlemen, so I'm going to let you guys go, all right?
All right, man.
Nice meeting you guys. You guys have a great night.
All right, man, you too. Y'all take care.
Good meeting you.
There he goes, Dan. There goes Dave. Love both those guys very, very much. They're good brothers, man. Frank, excited to have you come up for that event, man. But more importantly, man, what's going to happen with you this summer, man? You're going to do the catering thing. We're going to push really hard in that. You got any other projects in the pipeline right now?
Yeah, I have. What do I have? I don't know. I'm drawing a complete blank now.
I don't really manage your projects, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I see some of the video stuff you're putting up, man. Looks pretty good.
I completely just drew a blank.
Well, see, it went from bullshit to being serious. That's why I fucked you all up.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm sitting here trying to figure out who my partner is going to be, and you're like, so what else do you got? I'm like, what?
Oh, shit.
Well, just lie. What do you wish you had going on? Just tell us that. How about...
I wish I was traveling in Dubai right now.
In Dubai? Really, yeah. Dubai? Why Dubai?
First thing that came to my brain.
Oh, okay.
This is why Frank fits in perfectly. Like, he just says shit. Yep. He's just saying shit. That's what I...
Why do
things that go on in my brain? My brain's like that carousel.
Yeah. Hey, look here, man. So it's going to be great to have you for that event. We're going to talk about bringing you out to the Hamptons to do something fun with us. I'm super excited about doing that. And as far as the catering stuff goes for you, working with is the clothing line still a thing too? Like the clothing line and the catering? Is that kind of like a...
That's what we're discussing this week.
Yeah, so thinking about trying to go that really like high end route, dude.
I don't know if anybody does high-end caterings for fashion shows or if that's even a thing.
Oh, no, they do. And that's a huge thing that we're going to be working on.
Do you cut, like, really nice, like, veggie cuts of, like, celery for people? Is that the idea?
Yeah, of course. We're cutting so...
Fuck yeah.
Beautiful cuts.
Beautiful cuts.
Well, that's awesome. That sounds good. Jeff, why don't you give one more plug for Frank before we get him out of here?
All right, man. Big Frank the Rear Admiral. He's on Instagram. yeah. Frank Ilotti.
Did you say Rear Admiral?
Rear Admiral. That's his new nickname. That's the... That's what we're gonna start calling him. I was just on Pornhub looking for his thing, and that's what came up. And he's beautiful. He's a beautiful specimen here. I mean, you've never seen a 6'8", you know,
Jesus,
guy
six,
from
Frank.
The boot.
6'8"? That's amazing,
dude. 6'8", you know, 7'1".
Frank, I think I just changed your intro music. Your intro music is called Love Boat.
Oh, the Love Boat. I love
I
it.
I like that. Go with that.
All right, sorry. Jeffy, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No. Seriously, though, check out Big Frank at Chef Frank Pilotti on Instagram. I don't know if he's on Twitter. He does some stuff on YouTube once in a while. Check him on there. Also, go to the Hot Sauce Expo on the 13th, 14th of April. He's going to be vending some delicious grilled pizza. He's going to be there, one of four people. So definitely check him out. I'm sure it's going to be one of the better things that's offered. And Cloth and Caviar, new catering company, coming out for the next week and a half. 2 weeks we're going to be launching. Everyone's excited, us especially. Check him on Instagram at Chef Frank Pilotti.
There it is, right there, man.
Rear Admiral.
Frank, so man, before we get you out of here, Frankie, let me ask you this, man. Just final thoughts, advice for young cooks coming into this business, man. Dude, I feel like we just bullshitted for like fucking an hour here. We didn't even like get into your history.
It was like it was a phone conversation.
I know, like dude, Jeff and I talk on the phone, and literally, like, it's like ADD phone calls. Like, it's just like, yeah, I think we should totally do that. Ooh, something shiny.
Yep.
we have like probably like four podcasts a week of it's just us in the car driving. Like, one of us is bitching about being in traffic, and the other one's at home drinking coffee, going, "Yeah, that sucks." And it's like,
I'm like, fuck the West Side Highway, man. It's so fucking, like, I can never figure it out, but I'm not taking the fucking, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, dude, so advice for young culinarians, man. What do you got for it? If you were to give one piece of advice, you're talking to 500 young culinary kids who are in the business, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You can tell them one thing. What's it going to be? Change your life, brother.
Just learn from everything that you're doing. Learn from people's mistakes. Let them make mistakes. Even if you think that you know something better, learn from them. They could be teaching you something that maybe you're never going to use in your life, but you know never to use it because they're doing it. Wow. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it took me. I had to like untie it, but yeah, it made sense. That's good. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a little knotted up, but it can't. I know what he meant. I know what he meant. What are you laughing at, Jeff? Jeff's loading the torpedo tubes again. What the fuck?
But what am I going to say that nobody else, like everybody else, hasn't said already?
Well, that's pretty good.
What I'm trying
to say. What
do you do? We've all worked in the industry where we don't agree with what other people are doing. But if you're sitting there, you take time back instead of just ignoring what they're doing. Watch them, learn from what they're doing, and you could turn whatever they're doing into a mistake that you're never going to have to make in your life. If that makes sense.
Gotcha. That absolutely makes sense. I'm great
people. Jesus Christ.
I didn't hear him. Were you in the bathroom?
Yeah, he fucking walks away from his microphone all the time. I'm like, Jeff, we're doing it. There's a fucking thousand.
That may or may not have just happened.
Oh my God.
He's peeing from a distance, too. He has quite an arc.
Dude, no. If I...
All right, look, that's all I got. Frank, you are the man, brother. I appreciate you taking the time to come on, man. I'm gonna get Jeff to, if Jeff has your number, I'm going to send you a text and say thank you for being on the program. I look forward to having you on again very soon.
Your first notes.
And hanging out. I'll send you that note. You can check box. It's a PDF now. I don't actually write it anymore.
You sending me a note?
Of course.
Oh, Jeff, you're going to read that to me. I write the fucking notes here. Not you.
Absolutely.
I write the fucking notes here.
I write the fucking notes here.
Hey, and look, make sure you check out the New York Hot Sauce Expo by our friend Steve Seabury. That's happening here very, very soon. What is that? It's in May, right? No, it's mid-April.
Yeah, it's next week. 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's 2 weeks from now. Frank's going to be there. Go see him. Go check him out. Say what's up to Steve.
Before Frank signs off, Plump, can we ask him one thing? Because I forgot to bring it up.
I'm so scared about what you're about to say.
Can you share
your
catchphrase with us from Hell's Kitchen?
My catchphrase?
Yeah, there was like a catchphrase I read. It was like, some are here for the food, some are here for the fun, I'm here for the whole bang or something.
What? Cooks make food, chefs make love, I'm here for the menage a trois?
Oh, that's the one.
Wow.
Tell me that's not a power statement. I love this guy.
There you go. Frank, you are awesome, man. Thank you for taking the time to be on here tonight with us. We really appreciate
I love Jeff, but I already love you too, man. It's going to be awesome.
I look forward to it, man. Well, look, we'll catch you on down the road, all right, brother?
Absolutely. You guys have a great night. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, brother. We'll talk to you soon. You got an open door policy, man. Whenever you want to come on, you let me know. You're in.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you.
Stay Italian, brother.
You guys have a great night.
See you, buddy. There he goes. There he goes, Chef Frank Bellotti. How about that, huh?
I love that guy.
That dude is awesome. Are you kidding me? You're talking about a guy that fits in with our group of friends. Our group of chefs. Are you fucking kidding me? Frankie fits in perfect.
He's a lot of fun.
You could tell this guy who really takes everything with a grain of salt and brushes it off his shoulder. And, one of the things I really want to get across is you got a guy like him. He's been in the business since he was 14 years old, man. The amount of respect that he has for this business, it just bleeds out of him when you hear him talk to other chefs, when you hear him talk about food. I mean, it's there. You can feel it. I could feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, he's a good chef. I mean, he's a great chef. I mean, I've worked with him for years on different projects. He's come and worked at the house. He's actually worked at the big house in the city with me.
Has he really?
Yeah, he actually came because he works with the catering company that I work with a lot. Wow. And so when I asked for a chef, he was like, "Hey, do you want Frank?" And I was like, "Absolutely, send him over."
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Right now, after talking to him for an hour, there's one guy I want to, get on the friends list and be buddies with. It's definitely Frank because I think two peas in a pod. I think the guy's awesome. Really like him. Great call having him on the program, Jeff. That was all you.
Oh, he was a fan of the program, and he reached out, so it was really a no brainer. I was just like, absolutely. He was like, I love you guys, blah blah. And we're just like shooting the shit. And I was like, dude, you should come on. Let me talk to you. And I mentioned it to you, and you were like, definitely. And
of course.
Like I said, he's a funny dude. I mean, he was I think he was like the fan favorite of his season. Like people were really bummed when he got booted.
Well, he definitely came across as incredibly likable, and like I said, what really bled to me from Frank was his respect for the business, and that's always a win in my book, Jeffy. Respect the business. It's all a business. Look, food has given me a house, food has given me a wife, food has given me three kids, food has given me a method. And a way to support that family. So I have immense respect for that. If you don't have that, you don't belong here.
I'm with you, brother.
That's what it is. Hey, next week, we got a great show next week. What are we doing?
We're going to have Penny DeVitte on next week.
Is that next week or is that the following week?
Wait, that's the following week. You're right.
I think next week is... We got a round table, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Next week, we have the round table with... Chef Stevie Brown, and Chef, what's that bum? Chef.
Yeah. He's the homeless guy, right? The homeless guy.
Yeah, we felt bad. Like the guy, the guy who he likes the Patriots. Oh my god,
that's right. Chef Nick Callius is going to be on the program.
Good brother, Nick. We love this guy.
I fucking love that guy so much. Man, we also, like I said, you got Stevie Brown from the New York Giants, former safety for the New York Giants, now doing his food
Fresh
truck down
plates.
South. Man. Hey, it's a great episode. And listen, it's a lot of fun. We're going to talk all about, you know, basically you got Stevie who's doing the food truck thing. And you got Nick, who's doing, I mean, he just took a brand new job as head of culinary operations for a giant restaurant group. So it's definitely a
Rochambeau. They're opening up Rochambeau up in Boston really soon. It's a 400-seater French restaurant. It's going to be
a great dichotomy of just like different points of view, you know? It's a great conversation. It's a recorded episode, guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm on vacation, but it's a great episode. I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. I thought everybody did really well on it. It comes across great. There's a lot of great information there. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff?
Yeah, it was so fun. It was like, it was honestly it was one of those podcasts that it was tough to end because we were all just like vibing and just having a really good time.
Yeah. It's fucking Nick. How do you not vibe with Nick? And literally Stevie can just mix with anyone.
Stevie's a really cool dude. Like, for one, he... As Nick put it, his wife can't look at his Instagram.
Well, if you remember, I opened the conversation with saying, I just hate your abs so much.
Like, yeah, everyone should hate
upsetting.
His abs.
It's upsetting.
I feel like his abs should be outlawed in some countries.
Right. It's just not legal. It's upsetting.
Like, so anyway, at least cover them up.
Yeah,
he's always cooking
put a fucking
shirtless.
Stop cooking naked. Stop cooking naked. What's
dude, he cooks
you?
Shirtless. And now I follow him, and now I'm like addicted to reading this shit that he like does like live stuff all the time.
Yeah,
and his live stuff, people always ask him questions like, "You gonna have a show?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be the shirtless chef." I'm like, "Ah, don't do that on TV, God."
He's the shirtless chef. That's what he can get by with. Yet you and I have to resort to saving people's lives to get a TV show. Jesus Christ, the world.
Bro, you know what? Maybe we should go as the shirtless chef. So it would be like. To put your shirt back on, chefs.
Put your shirts back on. Or it could be the sumo chef, so we can just call ourselves that.
We come in, we're like, let us cook for you, or we're going to stand here with our shirts off.
Time out. Before we make the fifth course, I've got to put my wakashi on so I can fucking be ready to go for the sumo. As a sumo wrestling joke, by the way.
Let's do it.
Fucking no way. You laugh at this wakashi? God damn it.
Yeah, because I would help you with your wakashi. That's the diaper, right? That's a two-man job. You don't do that alone.
That is a
you have to have a
job.
Friend with that.
That is
you probably have
job.
A smaller, thinner friend that that feels bad that you can't like you know reach around and grab the back of your kudakashi.
Dave's chiming in that he won't put his shirt on either, so we can make this thing happen.
Dude, all three of us shirtless out here.
That's what's up. What's his name? The fucking who's the dude with the weird ponytail who was on Vice all the time? Who's like a fat guy?
Ric Flair.
No, how dare you? How dare you bring
dude,
the fucking good name? Listen, I can't
God.
Sit here on this program, Jeff, and let you run down the good name of Ric Flair. I can't let that happen.
Listen.
We're not going to run down the good name of Ric Flair.
I love Ric Flair. Woo! I love
yeah.
Okay? We love Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also make fun of how people look.
And Ric Flair looks like $1 million. He's fucking $1,000 tailored suit. How dare you? Yes, and Dave's chiming in. I'm talking about Action Bronson. Thank you, Dave.
Action Bronson.
Fat guy, weird ponytail. He's on Vice all the time. We could make this happen. We could do it. We could do
it. He doesn't have a ponytail, does he?
I don't know. I think maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
No. I love his rap, though. I got to be honest. Right. Action Bronson's one of my favorites.
Stay tuned next week. It's going to be a great show. Hope you guys like it. Jeffy, thanks for chiming in tonight, man, and sitting in with us. We appreciate it. Big shout-out to Dan. Big shout-out to Dave. Big, huge shout out to Chef Frank Bellotti. We appreciate that, man, for coming on the program tonight and hanging out with us.
Hey,
there we go. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, Cuisines of the Sun coming up soon. We'll see you soon. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.